Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko, Neve and Sarah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Police have recruited 1,600 new recruits in the past 18 months to tackle the so-called youth crime crisis. This comes after a 100-day review of the Queensland Police Service was published last year, with the review finding many officers were fatigued and suffering burnout. According to the document, members that were leaving the QPS had risen to 3.2%, with the highest rates among first-year constables and general duties officers. With a workforce of over 17,000 workers, 3.2% would equal to around 5,440 members leaving. Also, as part of the 100-day review, a decision was made to close down the DFV, the DVF, and Vulnerable Persons Command, stating that it was not core police business. The 187-page document outlined that there is a significant gap in the QPS approach to managing fatigue, as well as having no unified platform or consistent process for monitoring actual hours worked by members.
In national news, fugitive Desi Freeman has been shot dead by police at 8:30 this morning at a rural property in northeast Victoria. A statement released by the Victorian State Police states, "The state coroner will attend the scene and the investigation will be overseen by the Professional Standards Command as per standard process for a police shooting." The self-proclaimed sovereign citizen has been on the run for 7 months in rural Victoria after fatally shooting two police officers last August. A $1 million reward has been on offer for information on his whereabouts, the largest in Victorian history. According to the Victorian Police, the investigation is still ongoing and no officers were injured during the incident. Also in national news, a second young man has died in Northern Territory Police custody in less than a week. A 26-year-old man was found unresponsive in his cell in the Darwin Correctional Centre in Holtz on Sunday morning. Medical assistance was provided, but the man was declared deceased at the scene. On Tuesday last week, a 25-year-old Indigenous man was arrested and moved into the back of a caged police vehicle where he experienced trouble breathing. Officers observing the man started CPR and he was taken to hospital but died later that evening. The incidents are not related. However, NT Police have not revealed a cause of death for either man. Both incidents will be subject to a coronial inquest and be subject to an independent investigation.
In international news, dozens of protesters have been arrested in Los Angeles over the weekend while taking place in an anti-Trump No Kings protest. According to KTLA, police shot tear gas and pepper rounds and beanbags into the crowd before arresting several of the protesters. The protest was one of more than 40 coordinated protests that took place across Southern California on Saturday night. According to ABC7 Eyewitness News, tens of thousands of people took part in the demonstrations. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.